On the show today, we have DuPont Community Credit Union's Josh Gelser talking about his experience being one of the finalists in the 2017 Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec. Check it out. How are you, Josh? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. You are with DuPont Community Credit Union, and you are the strategic project manager there. And you are also one of the five finalists in the 2017 Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec competition. Congratulations, sir. How does it feel?
Thank you very much. Thank
How does it feel being the finalist?
It's been overwhelming, really. So like the initial excitement and like, oh my goodness, I'm here, and overwhelmness, I guess, has kind of worn off. And so now it's like, all right, we're down to, got some work to do.
Exactly.
Trying to prep my project the best I can. But yeah, when I found out, I was elated. It was great to be able to go to this conference. You know, think about the people I get to meet, the things we get to hear.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, cloud nine here.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool people that go to the Q's the Q's conference where you guys will be. So you guys will be networking with some big folks there, and they are always more than happy to divulge their experiences to you guys. So it's a pretty cool thing. Pretty cool thing indeed. Hey, before we get started into your project, your platform, what exactly do you do at DuPont Community? You're the strategic project manager, and so what exactly does that entail?
Yeah, so project manager in that I'm working the major projects that are coming down DuPont's roadmap. So we usually have four or so going on at a time in a given quarter. So I'm usually over a couple of those projects, me and the other project manager, as we're marching through quarter to quarter with our big projects.
All right, very good. And speaking of projects, let's get to your project for the competition. It's Project Management Office. What does that mean? And tell us all about it.
Yeah, so a project management office is usually the group that's over moving the organization's projects through to completion. And PMOs can be responsible for a lot of different things. Ours is going to be responsible for two main ones. One is managing that portfolio of projects. Mm-hmm. So the intake, which ones are coming in, which I think is the cool part. We'll circle back to that later.
Yeah.
And number two is working on a project management methodology, which is really just the fancy way of saying the kind of tools and best practices that we're going to apply to the projects we're doing. Mm-hmm. So that there's kind of a standard format, people know what to expect in the project, and we're sure to capture as much value as far as like the iron triangle, the time, scope, quality, cost.
Gotcha. And so this sounds like this is something that's already been going on, that you do almost on a daily basis. Now you've kind of developed a project around it.
Yeah, in a sense, I'm kind of taking what we've already been doing and formalizing it.
Okay. Okay.
Is one way to put it. So while we're formalizing it, we're taking the opportunity to add other good things in, and make it as good as we can, as robust and still flexible a process as we can. But PMOs are not anything particularly new. Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations have them now. I think, it's 60% nationwide and growing. But while they're not totally new, they're still newish. I get the feeling for credit unions. And so to apply good project management best practices to our projects here, I think will really help members in the end and strengthen the industry.
So how has this so far, how has it helped you in your job, and then how has it helped the credit union?
Yeah, so this has been a big learning experience for me as being a project manager, because I'm 2 years into this and I'm really just learning as fast as I can. Just a couple months ago, got my kind of certification, a PMP, it's called.
Uh-huh.
So everything that we're doing is kind of like was new to me a month ago that we're implementing PMO, which is good. It's exciting, and I've running with it. So it's helped. This project has been really good for me to pull everything together and kind of cast a vision for what we're doing, and work to. It's helped me like internally market the PMO inside DuPont as well. So helped me. And it's good project management has helped DuPont in that. We're getting better at projects, more efficient. We're getting more effective at our project selection. And then there's a bunch of like projects are such a good place for other good things like leadership development, creative and critical thinking, and like, relationships interacting together. Like, although project management is an art and a science, and so you got to get both of the pieces for it to work well.
Mm-hmm.
So this project has helped me and DuPont, I think, bring all that together in like a kind of coherent, organized fashion. So.
Right on. Right. It sounds like it's twofold for you. It sounds like it's, you know, it's not only helping you in this competition, but it's helping you in your job too. So,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. You got to getting two birds with one stone there. Very cool. So let's get back to the competition. What prompted you to enter it? Did somebody like kind of push you into it, or he's like, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to jump in.
Yeah. Initially I heard about it through DDJ Meyer's Emerging Leader Program. So DuPont is had a cohort go through last year and is having a cohort go through this year that just finished. And the leader of our particular cohort, Peter Myers, mentioned that, hey, Q's does this contest and you guys would be great candidates for it because a lot of stuff we're learning in the program would be very helpful in the contest. And so that seed was like, oh yeah, I think it would. And like as I learned about it, what you're like looked at some of the resources online and was like, yeah, I would really enjoy doing this and it would challenge me in some areas that I want to grow in. So I was like, hey, PMO is a great project I'm working on right now. Let's run with it. So that's how I heard about it.
Well, that Peter Myers, I tell you, he's a mover and a shaker. He'll get you to do stuff. So he's a good guy. Yeah. So, hey, so what are your plans if you win? I mean, you're in the running, obviously, the final five, as they say. What are your plans if you win this whole thing?
Yeah, so bigger picture vision for me is I'd like to move in the direction of like a chief strategy officer kind of role fits with, you know, projects well. Mm-hmm. Most immediately, as DuPont grows and we have more need for, you know, formal project management being like a portfolio manager or project management manager in a sense would be the next step. And so, yeah, to win this and that educational package.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But use. Would be right, you know, keep me going on that path. So for that reason, I would love to win this thing.
Yeah, Q's has an amazing educational package. So it's just, man, if you can tap into that, holy smokes. it's pretty darn good. Any final words to wrap up here, Josh? Anything else you want to add to this? I mean, it sounds, I love what you're doing. Yeah. You're kind of refining a process and making it that much better. It's helping you in your job. It's helping you in this competition. It's helping your credit union. So sounds like it's a win all the way around, if you pardon the well-worn cliche. But anything else to kind of wrap up here?
Sure. One of the things that I'm really looking forward to developing in this project for DuPont is the project intake end of it.
Oh, let's talk about that.
So being able to find ideas and prioritize them well, I think, is something that we as an organization need to get better at. So we've got a great senior leadership team. We totally trust the strategic direction that they're picking year to year. But then there's a whole other area of ideas, right? Great ideas that are kind of coming from the bottom up, these grassroots ideas from employees at all levels and in all departments in the organization. So finding a way to capture those ideas, like in the enhancement inbox, come alongside the idea submitters, align that idea with the current strategy, help develop them as idea submitter leader, right? Projects are a great fertile ground for leadership.
Yeah.
So invest in the people and then take those great ideas and fold them into organizational strategy with the big projects that are coming top down. And so that's the, I think, kind of distinguishing factor in our PMO that we're learning how to navigate kind of in prototype phase right now, figuring out how it works for us. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a bunch of great stuff that comes for DuPont project wise, but then also DuPont people wise, you know, leadership wise. Yeah. And there's other, I just yesterday got off the phone with Mary Beth Spuck in Twin Star Credit Union. She is the chief administration officer there. And they're doing really well what I just described in like leadership development in this imagination lab they've got. And being able to share ideas with other credit unions as I've been great. So that like leadership idea development, I'm really excited about in this project.
That's the beauty of our industry. We can call up anybody anytime and say, hey, how's it working for you? So pretty cool stuff. And it sounds like this whole, the intake part of it is kind of like a filter system, if you will, of kind of weeding out bad ideas for good ideas and then and bringing up people as well. And that sounds really, really cool. And avoiding the whole shiny red ball syndromes, like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, chasing after every little thing. So it sounds like that's what it's all about.
Yeah, in project management lingo, that's a project portfolio management. So how do you intake projects, put them through? We've got different phase gates. Assess the value and the viability of a project as it's moving along. Do we want to continue this or not? And yeah, just like you said, make sure that what we're, if we're going to spend precious organizational resources on this, it's got to be valuable and viable, not just the shiny object that we're chasing after. It's
Exactly.
a cool idea, but doesn't really solve a problem.
And there's a lot of those today. As fast as the industry and technology and all that type of stuff is going, there's a lot of those out there. We gotta like really be careful. It sounds like what you got going there is a really nice little filter system to avoid all that type of stuff. Very cool. Josh, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. I appreciate the time and I love your idea as well as all the other ideas. You guys are each one of you guys are hitting it out of the park with your ideas. So it's gonna be a hard decision come conference time. So, but I'm sure you'll do great, and we'll see you. We'll see you there, actually, and good luck as well.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Look forward to it.
Indeed, indeed.